The Word of God is a seed containing the very life of God. It is His agent of transformation. As you receive these words in your heart with faith, that life is released into your spirit, and your life receives a supernatural lifting.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all explaining indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Who sees light in both and tell them where they should go? Or see heavenly storehouses laden with snow? Stars to his light, yet concealed it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom indescribable. Amazing God. Hallelujah. You are amazing. the sky, and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Put your hands and sing. All powerful, unchangeable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Come on, put your hands together.
Come on, worship Him, worship this God. Just worship Him. He's amazing, He's amazing, He's great. Just worship Him. Pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, you are more than what we call you. You are more than what angels call you. You are great and mighty, you are great and mighty. We worship your awesomeness. We glorify the name Almighty Jehovah. Likazataya Brasom Natalabrati Kolo Shitalaba. Isanuma Kayele Shitalabada Shakayala Medevoship. Instead and outside, just worship the great King. Worship the great I am. Worship him the wars and knees and needs to come. Worship the ancient of days. Worship the lily of the valley. Worship the rose of Sharon. Worship the beautiful one. He's the Jehovah Nissi. He's the Lord God of hosts. Worship him, worship him. Lika Dijanika Bayadashit. You are amazing God. 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 You are more than what we call you. You are more than what we call you. Worship this great God. Worship this awesome God. Worship this powerful God. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Savior of mankind. Our kinsman redeemer. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua is his name. We worship this evening. Make Hatasha. Come and join the angels. Join the angels and bow before this great God. Join the saints that have come before. Join the 24 elders and worship this great God. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we adore you. Jesus, we glorify your name. You are more than what we call you. You are more than what we say. You are more than what we call you. You are more than what we say. You are awesome God. Hey, you are great God. You are so big. You are so mighty. You are awesome, Lord. You are awesome, Lord. You are the great I am. You are the great I am. You are the great I am. He that standeth even the beginning. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are awesome, God. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Forget about who you are tonight. Forget about whatever problem that is before you. Worship this great God. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's powerful. He's powerful. He's powerful. He's powerful. When Miriam went and saw the greatness of God, they began to sing a song unto the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord. For he has royal gloriously. For he has royal gloriously. The horses and the riders has been swallowed in the sea. He's a great God. He's a great God. He was a shield to them in the day. He was a shield to them in the night. In the night he moved as a pillar of light. In the day he moved as a pillar of cloud. He's great. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, you are great. We worship you, Lord. 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 Jesus. Come on, sing a new song to him. Sing a new song to him. Sing a new song to the Lord. The one that never changes. He changes things, for the Bible declares that he remains the same. The same yesterday. He's a deliverer yesterday. He's a deliverer today. He's a deliverer tomorrow. He's the same, he's the same. He's the same, he's the same God. He never changes even in the sin. Nothing changes him, nothing moves him. He's a great God, he's an awesome God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I see him moving in his great power. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Just allow him. Just allow him. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because you are here. You are here to touch. You are here to touch. You are here to touch. We need you more than ever. 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 We are here to have an encounter. We are here to have a fellowship. We are here to have a fellowship. We are here for a change. We are here for a change. As we see our lives change. Our lives change. Our lives change. Let them fall from glory to glory. As we see you tonight. We've come to see you all about you. We've come to see no other but you, the one that is exalted, the one that is exalted, Jesus Christ the righteous, the one that is exalted, he's exalted. Hosea say when Hosea died and I saw the Lord, high and lifted, I saw the Lord, high and lifted. But our God tonight, we will see you again. That's a nice Lord. We will see you again. And we'll go out with a testimony. We will go out with all testimony. That our life has changed. That our life has changed. From glory to glory. And then shall say one of the men of this. Hey, Jesus. Kayana Shetayana. Jesus. 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 Sickness melt away. A famine melt away. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. By the praises of the Lord. Sickness roll away. Calamity cancel. Death cancel. Hey, Satan. Please in the open. Please in the open. Please in the open. Hey, Satan. Please in the open. Freedom. 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 People of God tonight, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Whatever you desire tonight is possible. Hey, tonight is possible. Tonight is possible. Tonight is that night. Tonight is that night. I see breeze in the open. I see breeze in the open. I see doors open. I see God setting men free. I see God setting men free. Hey! Oh, Jesus, we bless you. Oh, Jesus, I will love you. Jesus, Jesus, we bless you. I see pain going. I see pain disappearing. Pain on the leg, I see it going. On the waist region, I see pain going. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I see pain going. As we encounter Him, as we encounter Him, things that are not of Him begin to leave. Things that are not of God begin to leave. As we encounter Jehovah, as we encounter Jehovah, as we encounter Jehovah. Hey, He said, "He Jehovah Ebenezer, He Jehovah Ebenezer, our helper." Hey, Satanaba, Yetaba de Satayalaba, Hey Kata. As we encounter Him, we see things that are not of God living. Make her to say, I see habits broken. I see habits broken. I see habits broken. As we encounter Jehovah, as we encounter our Maker, as we encounter Jehovah, as we encounter the Lord, oh, Basilita, things that are not of Him begin to leave. Satayalaba, Mema Tasha. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. 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 Grooming men. Grooming men. In the name of Jesus. When a man comes to his end, that's when God begins. And Elijah thought that was the end. He said, "I'm the only one." He said, "I'm the only one." God said, "No, sir, that's not true. That's not true. I am grooming men. Men who have not bowed down to Baal. Men who have not compromised their faith. Men who do not play with their belief unto God. Men who press into Him. I have men. I'm grooming them. 7,000 hidden in the cave. I'm grooming them." That's what God is doing. Grooming. 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 Until the showing forth. Grooming. Until the showing forth. We've come and welcome you to an encounter tonight. And your life will never remain the same. Yeah. I didn't hear a good amen. Yeah. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and glory. Thank you because of what you have said already. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Put your hands for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you take your seat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see your faces again. I want to bless the Lord for the opportunity given to me to minister in this place. I bless God for Apostle Joshua Selma and every one of you here. The Lord bless you real good. In the name of Jesus. It's not a right, but it's a privilege. It's a privilege. Amen. And I want to bless the Lord for the wife he gave me, has given me peace. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to clap, clap well. Maybe why some of are not really clapping, because maybe you've not seen where a man wants to preach and the woman will not give her peace. I bless God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And my prayer for you, students, those who are almost graduating, and as you get married, men and women, you marry a man that will give you peace.
Yeah.
Marry a woman that will give you peace.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Bible describes? A quarrelsome woman. Now, instead of you to leave, how many of you have ever climbed the roof during the sun? At least for a few weeks now, we've been experiencing heat, terribly hot, and you climb the roof. You know how unpleasant it could be. But the Bible says it's better for you to stay there than to leave with a quarrelsome woman. Vice versa. I don't think it's a little woman. It's vice versa. I tell you. Bless God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, as the word of God begins to comfort, God has already started. Things will begin to happen in your system. The Spirit of the Lord begin to do a quick work in your life. Hallelujah. Tonight, we'll be looking at the power of the cross. The power of the cross. Why we preach what we preach. Why we do the things we do in the Lord today. Why men are being set free today. Why homes have been amended today. Why we have peace that the world cannot understand. You say, my peace I give, not as the world give it. In the midst of turmoil, in the midst where you should be confused, you have this peace. In a world that every day what you hear is bad news. Suicide bomber here, explosion here, accident here, natural disaster. But Jesus said, I give you peace. Why we have this peace is because of the cross. Why uphold his face today? And see ourselves and see ourselves change from what we used to be to what he intended us to be is because of the cross. I trust the Lord that after tonight you glory in nothing else but the cross. Men have glory in money. It failed them. You wonder why a rich man, because of economic recession, had a little setback. He jumped into a fast running train, crushed him to death. When men glory in money, When men glory in the things they can see, the things they can handle. Some boast in the abundance of things they have been able to acquire. And I trust the Lord that our boast will be in nothing else save in the cross. Thank God for Christmas. We celebrate Christmas. The angel shouts for joy. Rejoice earth. There was an announcement. Always rejoice. Because the greatest miracle has just occurred. The God that the whole universe cannot contain him have compressed himself so small to enter the womb of a man. Rejoice! We celebrate Christmas. Peace to mankind. Peace on earth. They gave him gifts. We rejoice. We shout for joy. But Christ was looking at the cross, telling himself, I have a mission. I have a mission to accomplish. And that mission is on the cross. For the Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He endured the cross. He has seen a joy. He look and he see you. He look and he see your family. He look and he see our misery, our confusion, our yoke of sin, our nature of sin. He looked at it. So I rejoice for this crown. But I must endure the cross. Thank God for Christmas. But as we celebrate Easter, remember. Remember the day he went to cross. Over 2,000 years ago. He went to the cross. God gave man the law. Knowing fully well that man was unable to keep it. Man cannot keep the law. So God gave man the law. He knew that man could not keep the law. So he gave man the law. So that man will come to the end of himself. To tell himself, I need a savior. I need a savior. I cannot do this. I cannot keep this. I need a savior. I need a God. I need God to help me. And man will come to the end of himself. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who have been saved, it is the power of God. For the message of the cross is foolishness to them that are perishing. But to them that are saved, or to us that are saved, he said that the cross is the power of God. We understand that no one could have done what God did for mankind on the cross. He said it is the power of God. we believe in the power, that this is the power of God. For a man to change, to see a life change. It must be the power of God. It takes the Holy Ghost in the life of a man. Listen, for a believer to live without the Holy Spirit, it's like trying to drive a car without a fuel. How possible is that? He said it is the power of God. But to them that are perishing, he said it is foolishness. The only way, the only word to use to describe one who does not believe in God is that he's foolish. But the Bible said the fool says in their heart that it's not God, it's foolish. That's the conclusion. That's not that thing. Any other thing is just minor. All that's just the world is just foolishness. It's foolish. Hallelujah. So that is why we celebrate Easter. That is why we gather here today. That is why saints everywhere lift their holy hands praising God, because of the cross. Because it is the power of God. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to see life change, to see habits broken. To see us become the person God has planned for us to be. It takes the Holy Spirit. Paul was writing, he said, among all, he said, I am the chief of all sinners. But on his way to Damascus, that was when he encountered this cross. He encountered the cross. The one who hid the gospel. The one who preached against the gospel. The one that was there to confirm the death of Stephen. No one would have changed such a man. It is the power of God. Listen, it takes the Holy Ghost in the life of a believer to live out of danger, to live your life out of danger. When it comes, God help you to overcome. It takes the Holy Spirit. I remember something that happened some years ago when we just got married. A young boy that was staying with me then, I housed him, feed him, clothe him. We were living in the same place with the parents, but he was virtually staying with me. I was still together for quite some time. And I got married. When we got married, a few weeks after, he joined bad people. He left me and joined some group of people that begin to criticize. They spoil his mind, poison his mind against me. I was still going my way. He tried to get me. He could not get me directly. So he went to my wife. I was in the sitting room that night, and my wife came just about 2 weeks away, 2 weeks after our wedding. Those who are married will understand what it means for you to marry your bride. Just 2 weeks. That's when everything was at the top gear. Amen. No interruption, no power failure. Sweet feel everywhere. That's when you hear so many names. You wonder, ask you, is that your name? My wife came crying. He said it is power of God. To them that are saved. He said the cross is the power. That means that power is the Holy Spirit. To cause a man change. It's not just to carry a Bible. It's not to rise early in the morning and begin to pray and disturb your neighborhood. No. That's okay. But you see, it is the power of God. You don't make noise. I trust the Lord that as we leave this place tonight, as men look at us, they will not see assemblies of God. They will not see any denomination. When they look at you, they will see the cross, the power of God. That's when Paul began to write. He said, we are written a pistol. That men, when men look at us, that's why we praise him. Day by day. Day by day. That's why he said, seek me. He said, look for me. Seek me. Men seek this, men seek that. He said, but you look for me. Seek me. Because when you find me, what they are looking for, I will give it to you. Today, men seek for riches. Men seek different kind of things. But Jesus says, seek first. Seek first the kingdom. Maybe by now, I would have been in prison. That honey would have ended that day. Oh, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Jesus. My wife came with tears. He thanks the Holy Spirit. I said, what's the matter? Why are you crying? It's too early to cry. It's too early. After our traditional marriage in the when we left her place to my place that night, the next day in the morning, my wife was in the kitchen. Suddenly she started crying. My elder sister saw her and said, why are you crying? Say, the onions. The onions, the onions. I knew it was not the onions. I went to her, I said, what's the matter? She said, my mother. Your mother. At this stage, your mother. So it's not that kind of cry. This cry is a different cry. You know, there are different shouts. Blind Bartimaeus shouts. Jesus was still moving. He didn't stop. He was still moving. I pray that some of you will shout and you will not stop. The kind of shout that will make the Savior to stop. I said, what's the matter? She said, that boy that was staying with you, just me. No, you know, it's easy to hear stories and I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm saying what happened to me. You know, if they told me, sometimes I could exaggerate, maybe. So if I'm not, I say, well, I was not sure, but this is what they told me. But I'm telling you what happened. Not in the Old Testament. My other brother told me, he said he thought Jerusalem was in heaven. Usually he had Jerusalem, Israel, until when he drove. So he's in this earth. So not in the Old Testament. His mouth. So the boy that was staying with you just snapped me. I rose up like a lion. Angry lion. Have you ever gone where a dog gives birth to her puppies and go to touch the puppy? And the mother from somewhere will hear the cry of the puppy. Dog, not lion. Dog. The dog will come with every speed, with every anger, with every virus in the teeth to pour it out. So I rose up like a lion, not dog this time. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. He said, it is the power of God to them that are saved. When I came out, he showed I was like this. Because some people have poisoned his heart. He showed I was like this. Let me see what he will do. Yeah? When I came to him, I jacked him. Eyeball to eyeball. The wall was rough. Very rough wall. Close to the wall. I jacked him, pulled him to myself. You know my plan? To smash his head on the wall. As I pulled him to myself, suddenly I hear, living. That's what I had. Leave him. I just left him. My wife was like, is he okay? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I held her. I told her, even though I'm not the one who slapped you, but I apologize on his behalf. I'm sorry. I held her. I took her inside. The Bible was like this. Oh, he says the power of God. Who knows what will have happened? Do you know that there are some people who want to die, but they look for people to kill them? Oh, now you understand. It takes the Holy Spirit. That's why you should take this message seriously. It takes the Holy Ghost. He said to them that are perishing, it's foolishness. It's foolishness. Why should you do that? Why should you leave him? Teach him the lesson. He said it is foolishness. But to us that are saved, that will go before him and we're pressed to know him. We're pressed. David said, I may behold his beauty. I may behold his beauty and to inquire of him. And as you come out, people look at you and say, what manner of man is this? Take me to your God. You speak with so authority, so much authority. Maybe I would have been in prison today. Maybe he have died. Maybe I'll deform him. By that time, they will not ask what happened. Not me. They will not ask what happened. And that's why we move with this power of the Holy Spirit. Everywhere we go, you don't lose touch of him for anything. You don't tread his presence for anything. You cherish him more than anything. The sun. That's why we celebrate. That's why we rejoice because of the cross. That's why our life changes day by day because of the cross. Anything is possible because of the cross. A friend of mine told me a story. In those days, some years ago, when there was fuel scarcity, he went to buy fuel. So he queued up. He could see car queue from here, maybe to the main gate or to the north gate. You queue hours for your turn. Why? He was approaching because they were allowed some cars to enter. They were going to close the small gate. Why he was approaching the little gate for them to finish, you know, selling for those who are inside the filling station. He was waiting. Suddenly a man came with his car, drove past them and came and put his own back his car just directly in front of the small gate. The man that was in front, people begin to yell at him and say, don't allow that man to enter, don't allow him to enter. But the one that would just enter immediately told them, leave him, allow him. The man paused, was in his car, he came out, entered the car again, close the door, just sat down inside, waiting for them. It's my turn. I must enter before everybody. When they finish selling for those who inside, they open the gates. I have got enter, troublemaker. He was at the steering, bound down his head. They saw God enter. No move. Enter. No move. They touched him. He was dead. To them that are perishing, it is foolishness. It is foolishness. But to us that are saved, saved is the power of God. Some want to die, but they look for people to go with them. They look for people to rope. A taxi driver carried a man in Enugu some years ago. They bargained on the price. He carried the man. When the man get at his destination, he gave him less money than the bargain. The taxi driver said, no, my money is not complete. He said, I can just take him go. He said, no, my money is not complete. No, 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 you must pay me complete. He jacked the man. They begin to fight. The taxi driver gave him one blow. He fell down and stopped breathing. He died. I see the driver look left and look right. When I had to run, they held him and said, you're not going anywhere. You have killed him. You must carry him. That was how that job that day stopped. He was charged for manslaughter. He was imprisoned. To them, we are perishing. Foolishness. The cross is of two sides. You must understand that. Jesus came and paid the price. But we may follow him. There's another side of the cross that we need to carry. He said, carry it and follow me. It's not one side. That we might be complete Christians. Complete. I told us, each time I see myself preaching like this, I wonder. And I look at myself and I know that this is not me. I used to know me before. I used to know me. Very, very timid man. Told my wife my story. She laughed and laughed and almost fell down. Yesterday, my children they are writing the exam. My last boy is 6 years. 6 years. They are writing the exam. How many of you are still writing the exam? Okay. Most have finished. Then also, what do you do a day before you write your exam? You read. Then also, you open your book and you read. Last night, I saw my son, two sons, and my daughter. They opened their book, they were reading. I was just looking at them. I look at them, I went close, and I lay my hands on his head. At this age, me, read book, that time. Read book. Do you know what it means to read book? Do you know what it means? I look at myself, and no, this is not me. A woman one day saw me preaching somewhere. She heard my voice. She was passing. She said, "Isn't this boy right now?" She came close. She saw I was the one. She sat down at the service and listened to the message. And after the service, she waited for me. I finished counseling people, praying for people. I came out. She was still waiting for me. When I saw her, wow! I said, "Mommy, good afternoon." She looked at me. I said, "Are you the one?" I wanted to be sure you were the one. That was why I said. I had you preach. Are you the one? You can talk. Even shout. That's what the Holy Ghost can do. Any life the Holy Ghost lays his hand upon changes. You look at him from a timid man to a bold man. The angel came to Gideon and said, "Thou mighty man of valor, the Lord is with thee."
The Lord said to the Lord, say to the people, the Egyptian that you see today, you will see them no more. Change. You see how butterfly metamorphose from stage 1 to the stage 2 to stage 3 to the last stage. You wonder, is this the same butterfly? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It is the Holy Spirit at work in the life of a man. He said it is the power of God. The Holy Ghost at work in the life of a man. Paul was writing, I love the act of the apostle. He said, for 3 days we didn't see the sun. The winter was terrible. God delivered them from the shipwreck. People wonder, this man must have done evil for all these things to happen to him. Full of the Holy Ghost. Bible said, because of the winter, because of the cold, he went to pick some sticks to warm himself. While he was gathering sticks, a poisonous snake. The snake didn't just beat him and run away. The poisonous snake stick at his hand. People look at him. This man will soon die. He says it's the power of God. He went to the fire that was already burning. He shot the beast into the fire, and the flame increased, and nothing happened to him. Shoot the beast into the fire. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. Because why? Because it is the power of God to salvation. The power that breaks habits. The power that breaks I was praying for one woman one day. She was sick. If you see her, you think she had AIDS. She barely could walk. When they brought her to me, you know, there are some cases you will see. When you begin to look at that case with the eyes of man, your heart will fail you. When she begins to cough, the cough will not stop. As if she'll just fall and collapse. I said, let's pray, let's talk to him. Spare parts of every human being. We begin to pray. As we are praying, suddenly I saw a mountain, and I saw light coming out of it. And at the top of the mountain, I saw a cross. It disappeared. I said, Lord, what is this? What is this? He said, tell the woman to stop asking for healing. Tell her to ask for me to reveal myself. I just prayed for her. She left. I didn't see her again. The last time I saw her, I didn't recognize her. I was going like this. I want to go like this. She would block me. I said, what kind of trouble is this one? If it's a man who want to jam me, I change to chair so we can jam now. But a woman would not do that. I come here, I dodge. When I go here, I said, okay, I just stayed. She looked at me. I said, Pastor, you recognize me? I said, and I looked at her closely. My God, is he you? I said, this is what the cross have done to me. This is what Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, have done to me. He has changed me. He has healed me. Look at me now. I can run now. Look at my flesh. I could not recognize her again. What the cross brought. Number one, please write. Thank you, Lord. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Bible says, blesses that man that his sins are no longer remembered. blesses that man. You see, you know, there are so many blessings the Bible talks about in the scripture. The Bible talks about that sometimes we don't take note of them. From the beginning, the Bible says he made them male and female and blessed them. Can you tell yourself, I am blessed? He made them male and female and did what? He blessed them. Be fruitful and multiply. He blessed them. I tell people, you don't pray for long life. Sir, happy married life. I pray for you. I pray for long life and prosperity. You don't pray for long life. You don't pray for long life. There are things you do that provoke it. You don't pray for long life. Provoke it. And he said in the book of Psalm, he said, blessed is he that walketh not the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is that man. If you are not walking in the counsel of the wicked, the ungodly, Bible says you are blessed. You don't walk, you don't sit. He said you are blessed. Forgiveness. Colossians chapter 3, chapter 2, quickly. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians 2. Thank you, Lord. Verse 13. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all, not almost all, all your trespasses. All. The cross brought forgiveness. He said, for their sins, I will remember no more. The covenant I will make with them is not like the one I made with the people of Israel. It's a covenant that their sins I will remember no more. Blessed is he that his sins are not being remembered. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. That my sins has been forgiven. Blotted out forever. I say, God cannot remember. That's the power of the cross. There was no time that man's sins was forgiven. Except on the cross. Jesus said that you will know that the Son of Man have the power to forgive sins. He said, go. You are free. Blessed is that man. That you can walk. And God will look at you. And you see no sin, no iniquity. Blessed is that man. That's what the cross brought to us. That is the power of the cross. That the blood washes. That is the cleanses. It calls you new species. Hallelujah. Number two. Spiritual circumcision. The cross brought about a spiritual circumcision. Circumcision means to remove the foreskin. But this is spiritual circumcision. To remove the sinful nature. Which causes men to stumble. He said, keep yourself pure, even as you are pure. That's what the cross made possible for us. He said, Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter 2, verse 11. He said, him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, my God, by the putting off of the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also we are raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. The power of the cross. That's why anytime he comes, we are going with him. He said, I'm coming. Can I announce to us that Jesus is coming back again? He's coming. He's coming. He said, unto you that are waiting, that day will not take you unaware. I am coming. John writes and say, come Lord Jesus. I believe if you are in Syria, you will pray that prayer. Come Lord Jesus. When trouble surrounds you, when there seems to be no way, you cry and say, come Lord Jesus. Say, the circumcision not made by hands, not made by any matron or any nurse, not by any doctor, but that invisible hand, it became possible on the cross. He said, I will remove from them a stony heart, and I'm going to give them a heart of flesh, so that they will know when I'm alive, so they can perceive me. And the Bible says, and Christ perceived. You are just there. You perceive someone is just with you in the room. Just now, I just perceived someone was standing behind me. I have to look with style. You are praying, a hand will just touch you. Deliver you from danger. Sometimes danger that you cannot even fathom and say, this is the danger. Somehow he delivers you. Remove you from a place and something will happen. You say, I just left here. That's the power of the cross. Give us a heart of flesh so that we can feel him. So we can know when he's around. So we can move with that consciousness that is ever with us. I know he's with me. I know he's here. Number three, what the cross brought. He blocked out the handwriting that was against us. Has someone ever written a petition against you? He said, when people go to court, when they are charged for a particular case, they say, how many charges? 10 charges. That he did this, he did that, he did that. There are handwriting of ordinances Satan has written against you. The day you did this, you did this, you did that. And all was correct. You know that Satan cannot lie about that. If you sin, if you do, if you commit any evil, Satan will not lie about that. He keeps that record. He keeps that record. The day you kill, he wrote it down. Handwriting of ordinances. Satan tabled them. By the power of the cross. By the cross. The same Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. The cross. Oh my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements, the code that was against us. That was against us. No, it was really against us. It was not on your favor. you are really guilty of it. You really committed it. And you are supposed to die by hanging, by firing squad, or by life imprisonment. You are supposed to suffer it. The Bible says he blotted them out. He blotted them out. There's nothing that would have blotted that thing out except the cross. He paid the price. Blot them out. The cross said, you are free. All the handwriting against you from anywhere. Sometimes handwriting from our villages. Speaks. This writing, they speak in their codes. I remember a man of God and his family. No one delivers. No one delivers if you marry. No one have your, you can never have your baby outside their village. Even if you are in London or you are living in the star. The nearest star, they say. The nearest star, they say. If you are the nearest star to the earth, and I call you. Hello. What's your name? Okay. Hello, Michael. Praise God, I just got married today. Woo! You will shout. Before the message will get to you, to reply me, congratulations. The baby is 49 years. I believe her and she's 49. The baby is 49 years. That's when I hear your congrats. That's when I'm here. So whether you are living in the nearest star or the farthest star, how awesome is this God? How big is this God? Whatever you are living, you must give back to your child in their village. You must come back. If not, the child will die. Just like the child will die. He begins to pray. Before he got married, he began to pray. Listen, there are some things as a believer you are supposed to settle them before you marry. Settle them on your knees. There are things that ought to be changed. Call your marriage. Need to be changed. It's about the power of the cross. There are things that need to be broken. Cold has been. Handwriting of the others that has been. They say, now so you be. Now so we meet them. If you leave it, it will continue. Do I have men that will praise it to God? I said, this code must be changed. The cause of the cross. Address the issue. Don't share away with it. I said, it doesn't matter. It is happening. Your father married two wives. Your uncle married two wives. Your cousin married two wives. The other one married two wives. The other one married two wives. Your forefather married two wives. And children married to two wives. Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. Cold. Demonic codes that are speaking. So now the cross was made. It was blotted out. Listen, you must stand and address them. Bible says, woe to him that keeps silence in Zion. We don't keep silence, we talk. We talk. In this part of the kingdom, we talk. My wife here. There are only three in our family. She's the last one. The mother gave birth to only three girls. The thing closed, nothing come again. No more, no less. Only three. Listen, the worst you can do to yourself is to tell the man you are about to marry lies about your family. If you don't want history to repeat itself, you must go to the cross. I said this thing must change. Hallelujah. He blotted it out. Hallelujah. The other side of the cross is to allow the power of the Holy Ghost to have a work in us. To to do a quick work in our lives. A work that causes us to only glory in the cross. Thank God for this, but I'm pressing for more. I'm pressing for more. Thank God for this glory, but I'm pressing for more. I'm pressing. There's no ending to the glory. You think that it's ending? Those who are in heaven have come to the climax? You think that it's end? A man who went to heaven, he said, he saw the throne of God. He said, behind the throne is eternity. It's endless. There are things we don't know now, we'll know it later on. You keep wondering, and he'll show it. God will show it to us in the Bible. We say, my God, we'll never show it like this on the earth. It's not ending. We'll keep pressing for more. You hear this glory, it baffles you. You keep pressing for more. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, quickly. Someone read for me. Galatians 6, 14. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. The cross made it possible. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of what? Of our Lord Jesus Christ. My God. It said, God forbid that I should glory and begin to boast in any other thing apart from the cross. That's why I boast, that's why I glory. That's where the power comes from. I would say, he that's planted by the riverside, the tree that planted by the riverside, she leaves shall not wither. You stay there. When men are running here and there, because this is an era where men run here and there, seeking for one thing or the other. You see people travel from here to Lagos, seeking for different things. Once they have it, that is all. I say it to my wife and I say it every time. Never you use whatever God has given to you to give an excuse. You say, how come? Why did you come late to the service? You say, your child, the blessings of God has become an excuse. Don't give excuse. Say, I'm sorry. For the Bible says his blessings make it rich. And are they no sorrow? Don't use a child as an excuse. That's why you came late. That's the blessing. Do you know how many people are looking for this blessing? That's why before I started praying, I said, I appreciate God for the one that gave me peace. You can't fake peace. It will burst out, it will show. As you keep making up foundation and the rest of them, don't worry. It will show. This time I travel home, I see my mom, I look at her, I say, Jesus. I have her picture when she was young. I look at her picture and I look at her. Are you the same person? That's the same person. So if you follow God, follow him well. Because things change. Hallelujah. So if you say you love it well. One of my pastor friends came to me in those days before he got married. He was engaged to marry a sister. That was a lady I usually see him with. I was thinking that the day he told me, man of God, I'm getting married. I've seen the person I want to marry. So my mind went to that lady. I said, praise God. I said, fine sister, you know, she's good. He said, no, it's not that one. Yeah. So my mind went to the other one. Because her leg is like this. And she's like this. And this, my friend, is taller than I. I look at him, I say, are you sure that's the one? see well. I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about tomorrow. See well. He said, yeah, see well. I say, pray well. He said, he has prayed well. I said, go ahead. And praise God. He saw well. And he prayed well. They are sitting together. He married before me. I was giving him how many boys? Three boys or so. Four boys. Praise God. And he's still loving her. Amen. She's like this. I love her. Her leg is like this. I love her. See well. See well. See well. See well. Jesus said, you follow me. Are you sure you follow me? You follow me. Jesus. I will glory in no other. When the tough, when the situation get tough, the wife of Job said, curse God and die. Off. Job said, no. My landlord told me yesterday, he said, my daughter, who finished school 13 years ago, has been looking for a job 13 years ago, she didn't get. He said, he just got one. Not just job, a good one. I thought he would clap. The cross. Listen, listen. Listen, your pressing, your striving is not in vain. I'm here to announce to you, it's not in vain. It will manifest, and you will see it, and you will thank God. A boss I wanted to enter in those days when I was at Donita, going the course. I got to the car park, I didn't enter that bus. I said, no, I don't want this bus. So that is the next bus that's going. I said, I don't want it. I'll wait, wait for the other one. I don't know why I said so. The bus get filled up and they left. I waited for the next one. Oh, thank God for the Holy Ghost. They left before us. Our own get filled up, which we left. On the way far at the express, I saw people gather. I said, what happened? When we got there, I saw that same bus, the two legs was gone. And the girl that sat where I was supposed to sit. Oh Jesus, thank God for the. Listen. If you know what God has done for you, what He has delivered you from, because you obey the Holy Ghost. If you know what He has delivered you from, you have freedom of your life. Whether you have food or not, you will lay down and say, Baba, thank you. Thank you for delivering me from the things I know not. My boasting is on the cross. Let's rise and pray. The cross made it possible. The power of the cross. We praise Him to Him. And glory all in the cross. Where is your confidence? What are you putting your trust upon? It will fail. The only one I know that cannot is Jesus. I boast in the cross. My boasting is in the cross. When I talk about the power of God. My life radiates the power of the Holy Ghost. Because my sin has been forgiven. Because the sinful nature has been dealt with. Because the handwriting of the ordinance that was against me has been blotted out. Come on, pray. It has been blotted out because of the cross. That's why we celebrate. That's why we come boldly to His throne. Because of the cross. Because your sins are forgiven. That's why we come boldly to His throne of grace. Because your sins are forgiven. Oh, your striving and pressing into Him is not in vain. The cross made it possible.
The grace made it possible. The cross made it possible. At the cross it was finished. Jesus said it is finished. Jesus said it is finished. At the cross he said it is finished. It is finished. Child of God, that which needs to be settled with him, the cross of the cross. It is possible because every handwriting of the other nation, every code that speaks against us, we handle it at the cross. We settle it at the cross. We settle it at the cross. He said, come. Ye that are weary, come. Ye that are thirsty, come. Ye that are heavy laden, come. Jesus said, is it not easier to say, as I said, take up your mat and walk, than for me to say, rise, your sins are forgiven. Rise from the mat. Rise from the sheep bed. The cross made it possible. The cross made it possible. We glory at the cross. We rejoice at the cross. We can come boldly at the throne of mercy because of the cross. What's more? What's more? What's more? What's more can we ask? Settle it at the cross. Settle it at the cross. Jesus blotted it out on the cross. No, it was open at the cross. Hey, we come boldly. Without the cross, no one will praise the Father. You cannot come before him. We behold this glory today because of the cross. This change because of the cross. We have been made whole because of the cross. He said, go, your sins are forgiven. He said, go, you are set free because of the cross. Settle it at the cross. Settle it at the cross. Settle it at the cross. Santa Tayana Balaba. Likata Santa. That handwriting. Settle it at the cross. That handwriting of the ordinances. That code. That code that is against you. Settle it at the cross. Settle it. Settle it. Settle it. Don't keep silent. Settle it. Settle it. Makata. Family sickness, family setback, Makatasa, premature death, Matata, settle it, Matasata, Makatasa, gathering for the wind, settle it, Payalaba second, Matatasa, Makapatasa, let marriages, settle it, Makatasa. Let us settle it at the cross, at the cross, at the cross, at the cross. There is power, there is power, there is power, there is power, there is power. Hey, Patasa, Reka Patasa, there that dwell in silence, may I love in the silence. Keep not silent. Don't be an easy child. Settle it. Settle it. Settle it. Rakatasa. Jesus made it possible. Jesus made it possible. The cross. The power of 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 the cross. the cross. By the power of the cross. Satatasa. Satarabaraba. Satakatasana. Yekapababa. Your uncle suffered it. Your father suffered it. Your cousin suffered it. Now is your time. Settle it. Yeah. Settle it. Satanaba. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Settle it. Hey, wake up. He blotted it out. He blotted it out. Jesus blotted it out. And the cross, by his blood, he blotted it out. The code that was against us. Rakata Sataba. Reka Baba Masaba. Reka Patasa. Yetatababa. I have forgiveness. I have forgiveness. By the blood. By the blood. That was set on the cross. Katasababa. Raka Pataba. Raka Pataba Saba. He made an open shame of him. He triumphed over them all. He triumphed over them all. Openly, openly, openly. Settle it. The cross made it possible. Your children will not suffer it. Your children will not suffer it. Settle it. Settle it. Enough is enough. The cross settled it. The cross settled it. It was blotted out. It was blotted out. It was blotted out. Rakabataba. The Bible says, to us that are saved, it is the power of God. It is the power of God. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the cross. I'm not ashamed of the cross. I'm not ashamed of the cross. But it is the power of God unto salvation, unto deliverance. It is the power of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Settle it. Jesus. 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 Santa Labakatas. Sayerebakatas. Padusi. It is written. It is written. It is written. At the cross. At the cross. At the cross. All the handwriting that was against me. That's against my destiny. Was settled. It was blotted out. By the blood of the cross. Hey. 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 In this kingdom, we don't keep silence. Hey, we address it. We address it. We address it. Jesus did not keep silence. Jesus did not keep silence. He said, I'm trying. Listen, give me the key. Hey. The Holy Ghost is at work. Because he told me. That's why we gather. It is called Cornelia. It is called partnership. It is called fellowship. You must not go back with it. You must not go back with it. You must not go back with it. No one give back to your family. No way. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Male child has become an issue. Female child has become an issue. Enough! Your uncle's son dropouts. The other person dropouts. Now it's your turn. No way. No way. No way. No way. I must finish. Not just finish. With success. With success. With good success. With good success. In my academics. With good success. With good success. Hey! Nobody come out with a good grade. Oh, settle it. Hey, thou power of the living God. Break, break, break loose. Break, break. Every prison door be broken. Set men free. Set men free. Set men free. It is the power of God. It is the power of God. It is the power of God. It is the power of God.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-3832-5463 or 080-3350-8935 or 080-3400-3936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International or follow us on Twitter www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.